This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. News or nope is like in 30 minutes. Is there any way we can just hold off 30 more minutes?
No.
Okay, we'll just, okay. All right. Just say it then.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are
engaged. Okay.
Just because you've had two divorces doesn't mean we can't be happy
it's
for someone else.
It's such an easy thing to like, here's the thing. We're going to have all the whatever. If there's any scuttlebutt.
What are you talking about?
News or nope is when we're really going to talk about Taylor and Trav. Killer Trav.
Mm-hmm. I can't stop looking at his arms in these photos.
I know. Like his hand just all the way around her waist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep getting distracted by them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Taylor and Travis are going to get married, and we'll have all the details in News or Nope in 30 minutes. Right now, in theme,
okay,
that wedding is going to be wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know it's going to get rowdy, too, because like in my head, I was like, maybe they'll do something small, right? No. Football players?
Yes. Pop crazy. Stars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Actors, except Blake Lively.
Yeah, no, not her.
Screw that B. She can't come.
No.
Ryan Reynolds, you can't come either.
No, you're out.
I'm going to go.
Why do you say that?
I'm going to go.
It is interesting because now Selena Gomez is also planning a wedding, so it's going to be a little
I am manifesting being at that wedding.
You have no avenue to get invited
I
to that wedding.
I have absolutely an avenue to get invited.
Like, is it that you're single?
We are. No. Like, we are friends with the GM of all the radio stations in Kansas City, the one who plays the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going to spend my weekends flying to Kansas City, going to games, trying to get in the locker room, trying to get into the suites, suck up to Taylor and be like, hey, can I come to your wedding?
Just so you can go, neener, neener, neener.
Oh, yeah, I would do it. And I'll be like, I don't know who my plus one is going to be, and I'll have a little cage match between you two.
Yeah.
It's going to sound like this.
And I'll be the ring girl.
But I do want to talk about wild weddings.
Okay.
It is kind of the season. Well, there was this news story of this dude who it was his wedding day. This is just recently.
Oh.
He's on his way to the venue, stops at a gas station. I don't know how you do this in this date and time, but somehow gets out of his car with his phone and his keys in his car and locks the car. What car still locks with your keys inside? I don't know of a car that'll lock.
Does it depend how far away you walk, though? Because, like, I have one of those keys that you don't put into the car. And if I walk away, it locks.
Yeah, but you have to walk away with it. So
it
also
screams at me if the key's inside.
So it has to just be an old car.
Driving his own old car in a tux to the venue?
Well, maybe. Like, we drove away. My father-in-law has a 1934, I believe, a LaSalle. Oh. Like, he's his classic car.
Okay.
And he drove us away. He drove his wife away after their wedding. He drove us away after ours.
That's really cute.
He's driving an old, like, a vintage car for the...
Well, so here's the long and short of their wild wedding. Now, it's getting closer to wedding time. He's stuck at the gas station. Who can he call? Do you know your fiance's phone number?
Here's the problem. He knows mine. Some days I get his right.
I do. What? I don't even know my kids' phone numbers.
What?
Oh, that's weird.
What? It's some weird 720 number. Why would I know that?
I know your kids' phone numbers.
Okay, you don't. Do you?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
No,
could
but
you give
like,
them to me, please?
He didn't know anybody's number, so he's just like...
His parents?
I don't know my parents' cell phone number. I know my parents' home phone number. Of course, why would I know my parents? So they never answer it.
Okay, well, that's different.
Even if he did know his bride-to-be's phone number.
She's not going to answer. Oh.
You don't call her.
No.
No way. You're not even supposed to see each other.
He's
going to
be calling from a strange phone. She's not going to answer.
Yeah.
Don't piss me off on my wedding day and don't do that.
Right. But
and then definitely don't call me.
So then he is a full hour late.
No.
To their ceremony.
She's like, I guess I'm being stood up.
No, everybody's just there, just kind of going. Ugh. And then he finally rolls in all disheveled. And he's like.
Ah. Did a walk there?
Yeah.
With a Slurpee.
Still got married. Yeah.
They did. She was like super grateful. She was like, he explained. He was like, yeah, this is my car.
And I guess you probably go, well, at least he's not dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She probably ran the gamut of things.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like
I would.
Cold feet, like he's dead.
Yeah.
Because there is a moment when you're, especially as the groom, when you're up there waiting and you're like, okay, she's going to come out next. And there's that kind of extra half.
Is she going to, yeah.
And you're like, okay, hey, Eddie,
come on out.
There we go.
She's coming.
Like, okay, all right.
But so that's a little bit wild pre-wedding.
Yeah.
Like I'm looking for, I think we can get stories from people who got caught cheating at the wedding.
Oh, gosh. At the wedding.
We've definitely had that.
Oh.
Somebody walked up on the bride giving special kisses to one of the groomsmen.
Special kisses.
Yes. I think you know what I'm saying.
Yep, I sure do.
I don't want to bring this one up. Let's go ahead and get the prize out first. If you've got a wild wedding story, we'd love to hear it.
Best caller is going to go see the Freya Mission Ballroom tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Woo! 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
What?
Aaron?
Oh. Yeah, I've been a handful of crazy weddings. One that resulted in death.
Like, I just can't have this energy around me right now.
I mean, if we're doing the if you've never heard the story, here's the headline. Aaron's date killed somebody at a wedding.
Yeah. It was an accident.
That doesn't take the stink off of it.
I mean,
it's horrifying.
Yeah.
It's horrifying.
I still feel so bad and so guilty that it happened. But yeah, this one, I don't know if he was a groomsman or just like a friend of the groom, belligerently drunk, probably on drugs as well. Not sure. But he was just not coherent and hitting on everyone and annoying everyone.
Oh.
And it was an open bar. And the bartenders even said, we overserved him. Like, we admit we should have stopped. But he came up to me. I was alone and, put his hands on me. My boyfriend at the time, one punched him. He fell to the ground, knocked out, was in a coma. And then the next couple of days, the family, flew in and decided to pull the plug.
A one punch?
Yeah.
But it's not because this guy was strong, but he was. But it's also... It's a testament to how, this guy was probably going to die from alcohol poisoning anyway.
Oh.
He was,
over I've never seen line. Someone that drunk before in my life.
And had no defense. There was no bracing himself.
Yeah, he just, nothing.
Yikes.
And just cracked the head open. And
You know, I thought I had a wild story, but I don't think I do.
What about the story about the pole dancers being at the wedding? I thought we were going to talk about that.
That was a real story, yeah. Right? Like in Brazil?
Yeah, they were like warming. They were in a park,
no,
I think.
It was San Diego.
Oh, I thought it was like in Brazil.
Brazil. Yeah.
But I think it was in a park, and then there were just some pole dancers like also in the park, like nearby. Oh. And so they're kind of like, hey, we're having a wedding here.
Can you scoot over?
I think the bride side was saying that. I think the groom side was like, yeah, they're fine. And I'm not hurting anybody.
Did they move?
No. I don't think.
It just says that they asked the dancers to move.
This is truly my nightmare because there is like partially public space behind our ceremony location.
Oh, I
and I've worried about
that
it.
Space.
You know, you can't rent it. It's public.
Oh yeah, no, I'm gonna get permits to do some.
You can just tell a bunch of people to go there.
Yes. Oh, this is gonna be the greatest day of my life.
You're the worst.
Anyway, the Aaron story just has me. It's not anybody's fault.
Yeah.
It's so awful.
Even the family wasn't mad, so stop writing your angry texts. But if you've been part of a wild wedding, call us now. Best call going to see the fray tomorrow night, 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
In honor of the impending nuptials of Trav and Tay, we're doing wild weddings. Jennifer?
Yeah.
Wild wedding. What do you got?
Other than a phone call.
Crazy as and I want to go see the fray. What the
Well, all right. We'll see what we can do for you.
That's not what she said to me.
What pray tell did she say to you, T-Hack?
Hold on. You got rid of her.
You don't
something
say.
About getting knocked up or
and
something.
And she got married 30 days later.
Oh,
was her story, yeah. So that was a whirlwind of a wild month.
Hmm. Well, I would really like to send her to go hang out with Joe and the boys. Okay, Antonio.
Yay!
Wild wedding. What do you got?
So I got married last year, July 22nd, and my husband's wedding party first went up. And I'm waiting for my wedding party to go up and do this at Spruce Mountain Ranch. And moments before, I call my mom and I tell her, don't forget that you need to be up and to be prepared to walk me down the aisle with my grandmother. And she tells me, I'm not doing that.
Huh? Why?
Exactly. She's like, I told you, I'm not doing this. And it turned into this big fiasco. She says no, and I was like, I don't understand why you don't want to walk me down the aisle. I was crying in tears. It was the worst moment of my life.
Oh.
And then at the reception, I find out that she goes and she changes the seating arrangements to where she wanted them after my husband and I preset those ourselves. And
what?
She sat my husband's mom and ex-husband together in order to fit in my godmother. It was a whole thing.
Oh my God, Antonio.
At the reception as well, we had people from the hotel from across the street come over and decide to unplug the DJ because they said that we were being too loud, even though we had the venue till about 10 o'clock.
And where was
me
this?
Me being an American family, it was ridiculous. This was at Spruce Mountain Ranch and
perfect.
Then Carl Springs.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, Eric is moving her wedding as we speak.
No, I wasn't going to be there, so we're good.
No, I'm not even kidding. If you're doing a Spruce Mountain Ranch, it's a beautiful place. I believe
we're
me.
Not, we're not. But.
Yeah, you just don't invite your mom is the key. Thank you, Antonio. Aaron.
Yay.
Wild wedding. What happened to you?
It was my own wedding. We actually got VRBO for the wedding, and we had told everybody, the neighbors and everything, that we were going to have the wedding. And long story short, it rained, obviously, which is like the Alanis Morissette song. But that wasn't it. Right after the ceremony, my son, who was 2 years old, got stung by 15 bees. The septic tank overflowed, and the owner of the property shut off all the power halfway through the reception.
What on earth?
You overflow my septic tank. We're done here.
Right?
Oh
my God. So you've got a stung kid and everything smells like...
And no power to see no where you're going.
Invite Uncle Reggie. He does this everywhere he goes.
Michelle?
Yai.
Yai. Wild wedding. What happened?
My best friend's wedding. It was a whole weekend adventure at a cabin, and everybody stayed overnight, and there were s'mores, and, you know, the whole thing.
Oh, that's very fun.
And it was beautiful. And there was a brunch the next morning, and I got up really early to grab some coffee, and there was a little vestibule near kind of like a kitchenette in the main cabin lobby.
Okay.
And I saw the groom kissing a waitress.
What?
Girl.
What?
Like that's, a peck on the cheek, like, great job yesterday, or
that's
like...
That's not anything you do ever to
sure
a,
can be.
A random
can.
Waitress.
You can go, hey, you did great. Mwah. Little,
no!
There's a little... Mwah.
As a DJ at weddings, I'd accept it.
No!
In lieu
from
of a tip.
The groom yeah, only.
Or we're talking, like, washing machine mouth. They were getting after it.
No, he was in there, for sure.
He was in...
I hope they're divorced.
Yeah, you can get annulled pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually they are, which is funny.
Oh.
So did you rat him out?
Nope. No.
Be discretion, you're at your own. What are you doing? Like what?
Okay. Like, I did not want to be the one to ruin this.
Yeah.
So
you weren't. He did it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what I thought was, if this is the morning of his freaking wedding, sorry, like after he was married,
yeah.
If he's doing this, it's going to be happening the whole way. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. So he eventually got caught.
I didn't have to say anything.
Another waitress.
Every time they turn that iPad around at Starbucks for a tip, like, well, I knew it had been different.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Hurry.
News. No! All right. Just do it. TAC didn't have the first good evening. Yes, go ahead, TAC. Good evening.
I'm going to note myself.
That is so nice of you.
Hello, good
is
evening,
there
I guess.
News out there? By the way, we need to mention that you can get any episodes of The Slacker Show.
Mm-hmm. Do we need to mention this right now?
I think this is a great time. Mm-hmm. They're available on the Odyssey app.
AU.
Go ahead.
DACY.
Yeah, and really anywhere you get your podcast.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What is wrong with you guys?
You can watch certain...
I will say, I've been starting to upload more full breaks to YouTube, so you can go there and watch.
Yeah, YouTube, you can watch the whole thing, you know? Yep.
You can probably watch this and see how angry Aaron and I are getting.
Right. Also, another thing. I've been having this weird
can we note this conversation?
I got two things, then... Really,
I think we have a test of the emergency system. Oh, do we?
It is an emergency.
Yeah, you're right.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I believe that Aaron and I are going to take this tag team here because Taylor Swift and Travis Kelsey are engaged and they posted it on Instagram.
Everyone knows by now.
I know. Well, we
the
got
Swifties
a lot of info.
Know.
Some people were like, we already knew that.
And no,
someone,
you didn't know it.
No, okay. Someone on our Facebook posted a really funny comment of like, this happened 20 minutes ago, you unfrosted Pop-Tart. So that person, hilarious. That.
Yeah, I mean.
I want to share a story about how I found out.
It's now hours old, so everyone can just.
We can still celebrate and
no,
be happy for
it.
Other
I'm
people.
Just saying,
this is a big deal.
This was my bet for the year.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Ladies, here's what I'm trying to say. I'm on your side.
I know you are.
I'm saying when I'm pushing back on everyone else. I'm pushing back on people. Listen, we know you probably already know, but what you don't know is what Erica did when she found out. You don't know
maybe all the details of the ring, which we do have as well.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't know those things. Maybe you don't know, and you need to go to our Instagram page or our YouTube feed and watch this whole thing and realize that we've redecorated the studio for two people we don't even know.
But doesn't it feel like you know?
It does.
I felt like seeing the announcement, which I do want to give Erin credit for. She is the one who told me that this happened.
She broke the news. I went on the internet, and it was nowhere.
So we got, you must have been scrolling or something.
I opened Instagram and that was the first thing, and it said posted 20 seconds ago.
Oh my
gosh.
You
got it 20 seconds after.
Yeah. So then she texts, no names.
No nothing.
No identifying information. Nope. They're engaged. Oh my God. I'm going to be honest with you. I was in the shower. My watch is going off like crazy. So I look at it without her saying who this was.
She said, this is not a droll.
And then I jumped out of the shower, ran to my phone and typed absolute nonsense. It was like, I was here in an hour. And then I like crumped
you
out.
Did.
And
it
was just too exciting.
Yes.
So Erin is our official breaking news.
I'm just perpetually online.
Yeah.
Okay. So when do we think it happened? There's theories about her nails, you guys said, because
the nails appear to be the same that they were on the New Heights podcast. We don't actually know when that was filmed.
How often do we think Tay-Tay changes out her nails?
All the time. That was a big thing during the Eras tour.
True dat.
Listen, I joined your team, but you guys make it real rough.
No.
Yeah. Just jump out. Come to my side.
Don't we think?
Nice and warm. And
there's something about her sharing her engagement on Instagram that is so normal.
Yeah.
Like, that's how we all announce it.
Why is she the English teacher? I don't think of her as...
she's like the tortured poet and the...
And then he's the gym teacher.
I get the gym thing.
She's a writer, my dude.
Okay.
You're having a hard time with words. You are,
no one's being mean to me over here. Okay.
You're so worked up about it.
I'm so worked up.
You don't know these people.
But can I be like serious for a second?
I don't know. Can you?
Yeah. I'll try my best.
Okay.
I'm looking at the photo behind you because again, we've redecorated the studio, Erin. I've followed her and her music since I was 13, right? I am 32 years old. Every breakup I've gone through, every bad time, her music has been the soundtrack of it. And now, we're all... Okay, you're right. Sorry. Okay. We're so aligned.
We're so aligned. You are not doing that. Really? Because you're engaged.
Wait, but
I
have to say...
And now Tay-Tay's caught up.
She went to the first Chiefs game. I think it was like September 24th the Chiefs game that she went to. I met Dane, my fiance, on September 22nd. The timelines are very similar. Mm. And I just feel like it's magical.
Okay.
Are we not at all concerned that Travis would put his team through such big distraction this close to the start of the season?
No.
I mean, I know that I'm not allowed to do stories on News or Nope.
He's got a band of brothers behind him, and he's just like, screw you guys.
That's not what he's saying.
They're so in on the Travis Tay thing that the new Hard Knocks is the Chiefs, I believe.
Yes.
Oh, this next season?
This season of Hard Knocks is the Chiefs.
No, it's the Patriots.
It's the Bills.
Wait, then what? Something? They're doing something with the Chiefs, and they said their teaser is... We even get an inside look to some personal quirks in Travis and Taylor's relationship.
Is it the weird, like, wives?
It's called the Kingdom.
Oh.
Okay. Chiefs Kingdom.
Oh. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Erin, would you like to give any of the ring details?
Yes, I would love to.
It's not going to be the Chiefs Super Bowl ring this season, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. No, it's much better than that.
Okay.
You see, I defended the Chiefs off air and Slacker got mad at me. So.
Yeah, because you live in Denver now.
I know. I know.
It's not loading, but if I'm remembering correctly, it's 8
carats.
You're
missing a couple things.
We're still on the same subject.
No, but you still have
it's
to.
Okay, you can
good
do
evening.
That.
Taylor Swift is engaged to Travis.
Okay, we got that part.
Her ring is a vintage-inspired 8-carat diamond set in set in 18-carat yellow gold, valued at $550,000.
That's all?
You can only get so expensive with a ring.
No. J-Lo, what was J-Lo's last one?
Okay. And it was probably ugly.
Yeah.
J-Lo has walked away from several relationships.
Mm-hmm. And kept the ring.
Multi-million dollar rings.
She's Thanos.
Like $4 or $5 million rings. Well, the last one wasn't like a rare yellow diamond or something?
To get a diamond to be even $550,000, do you understand? Like,
I do. I bought a few.
I will say, though, I am surprised it's not over a million. But to me, that just goes to show how down to earth they are and like how...
Don't you dare.
Just a pearl in her 8-carat down to earth.
I'm going to need a puke bucket pretty soon.
So they're not so down to earth, you guys.
They're pretty down to earth.
Hack, come back.
No, none of this is down to earth. What are you talking about? My house didn't even cost that much.
Right! That's...
I digress.
Is there any more... Like, we don't have time for any other news. Is there anything else you care to share?
J-Lo's ring was worth between $5 and $7 million.
There we go!
$5 and $7 million. See, that's disgusting.
See? Down to earth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059. In other news, are we allowed to talk about things other than Taylor Swift today?
Oh.
I guess. Sorry. I was just reading Taylor Swift news.
Oh my God. Tiak brought something that's probably one of the more controversial stories of our time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will Smith, not a good guy.
No. Well, He also slapped whoever on the
Chris Rock.
That one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the goats of comedy.
I know.
Has been slapped in the face by him. And now he thinks it's over. Did he ever apologize? I don't think he did.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that he ever really did. I don't know. And then it was also weird because remember right after he slapped that, whatever year that was, then like he got a standing ovation like 20 minutes later because he won some award and everyone.
He won Best Actor.
Okay. I forgot about that. It was weird.
Like, in any other world, you hit somebody, you're removed from the premises.
Right.
Yeah.
Let alone he got to stay, win an award, and get a standing ovation. Yeah. The optics were like the worst. And then they're like, well, you're banned for like 10 years. It's like, but you still gave him the award.
Yeah, I got the one. I got my award now. Okay. It's not really a punishment if you still give it. Yeah.
I'm trying to find any sort of
apology.
Crowd footage.
Oh.
Like of real
Will Smith
life.
Ever.
Of Will Smith?
Yes.
Can I be honest? What?
I don't know. Can you?
So he's going on tour?
He's currently in Europe touring.
Has he ever had a great hit?
Welcome to Miami.
Getting jiggy with it?
Okay. Wild West?
Wild West, absolutely. I'm actually with you
getting
on that one.
Jiggy also.
But weren't those huge. Like 40 years ago?
So what? Like our Backstreet Boys on tour?
Oh, and it's embarrassing.
No, it's not. They have a Vegas residency.
I know. I find it a little. Have you seen the like Mount Rushmore thing that they did?
No.
Okay. No.
That's another story for another time.
No,
but
obviously it's not.
They're frozen and they're in a mountain and they're like singing on the sphere level. And every time.
I don't think you understand. T-Hack's devotion to boy bands.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you
love the Backstreet Boys?
You are.
And NSYNC.
You are in very dangerous territory. So you need to look at him and apologize and say that the Backstreet Boys are legendary.
I was always an NSYNC girl. Mm.
Whose pictures are on there? Is it Brian Luttrell? Is it AJ McLean? Is it Howie DeLong?
All of them.
Howie DeRoe, excuse me. Nick Carter.
What is. Okay.
How dare you?
Okay. We haven't even really said what he did. Basically, Will Smith put out a sizzle reel. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think because he's like trying to relaunch, kind of like, I'm back. He's got new music out, so he's kind of been working that a little bit, which is his
new music.
Yeah, his music was never his strong suit. I'll say that. He was never like leading as a rapper. Yeah. He always
but is
like,
his acting that great?
It was at one point.
Yeah, it became
I
really
Am Legend.
Good.
That was a good movie. That was a zombie one, right?
Pursuit
of Happiness. That's actually what I was thinking of.
Okay. Yeah. I Am Legend is the zombie one.
Yeah. I mean, he's not, I don't know, Hitch. I don't know.
Hitch was amazing.
Okay.
But his music? No, what are we doing?
Yeah, and now, so he's putting back, he had like a famous, he went at it with Eminem when Eminem first came out because they were rappers at the same time and Will Smith was clean. He never cussed. That's why Eminem says in his song, Will Smith doesn't have to cuss in his raps to sell records. Well, I do. So
you know
F him
a lot
and F
about
him too.
This.
Yeah, that's the line. But
okay,
so he's back. He put out the sizzle reel, and there's a lot of packed crowds, like arena size crowds,
with very positive signs for him.
Yes, yeah,
like you saved my life.
Uh huh. This song saved me from cancer. One of them says, "Like you changed my life."
By the way, can a song do that? Or
yes.
You could listen directly.
Yeah. We have listened to you and your Taylor Swift stuff, okay? It is time for you to let the men talk.
No.
Okay, I didn't actually mean it. I just wanted to see what happened to your face when I said it. Wow.
I'll let T-Hack continue. Oh,
okay. He put out a sizzle reel of all these packed crowds, and people watched it and went, this crowd is AI.
It's not real.
Like, clearly AI. And then people were just screen grabbing different moments, and the crowd's all,
they're like aliens.
Yeah, they're not formed right.
Correct.
I don't know where he's touring, but
that even the signs are fake?
Yeah.
Yes. The whole thing is fake. Like, but did he pull some footage from some? Did
That's
somebody
what I was looking for.
Maybe
I couldn't
pull
find
up a thing?
A lot of crowd footage.
And in one in particular with the sign, the person holding it, their face is not a face. So, no.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Every once in a while, we decide to do something positive on the show.
Are you going to be okay?
It's going to be weird for me for the next few minutes. We want to do, like, it's a quote or a mantra, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Just like words to live by. I'm really trying to like catalog little weird sentences like that and say them to myself. Like I read them before I go to bed.
Oh, nice.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Did you hit your head?
No, it's like the one that's in my head right now, the magic you're looking for is in the work you're avoiding.
Mm. Who's that from?
I don't know.
That's deep.
But it's like there's something you want and you're not doing it. Just go get it. Go get it.
Say it one more time. The magic you're looking for
is in the work you're avoiding.
Wow. So like if you really wanted the next step in your career, it's like then do the work.
Right.
I'd have to read that in the morning. I couldn't read that before bed. I'd be ready to run through a brick wall, I think.
See, I'm the opposite. I could read that at night and be like, tomorrow's going to be great. And then I'll snooze my alarm 14 times. Wow. Oh my gosh.
Wow. Ooh.
Yeah. It's like one of those, because around my like studio that I have at my house to record music and stuff, I have printouts like that, but most of them are just curse words and what they mean. So I'm trying to flip the attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like you were avoiding work when you were printing those out.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, those were actually bought.
Oh, really?
It's like the F word and all of it's like,
what?
It's different. Yeah.
I've not seen those at Marshall's.
No, probably not. Hobby Lobby.
I have one that's it's fairly new, but I think it hits hard to a lot of us. You should think of your energy as if it's expensive, as if it's a luxury item. Not everyone can afford it.
You want to know who said that?
If it's Taylor Swift, I'm going to blow up this room.
Duck and cover. Say it again.
You should think of your energy as if it's expensive, as if it's a luxury item. Not everyone can afford it.
So don't give your energy to people who can't afford it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you have that like soul sucking person in your life.
Mm-hmm. They can't afford it.
Could you not look at me that way?
No.
Saying
there's that soul sucking energy.
There's just that one.
Well, so on the same vein, like, and we want you guys to call in with yours, but there's one that says, don't take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from.
Oh yeah.
It's the same. Like it's the exact same thing. Like, don't waste your energy. It's like, oh my God, they don't like me. It's like, who cares?
You don't need them to.
You don't. Mm-hmm.
This one's a bit more simple.
Okay.
But just like, I'm so lucky. Everything works out for me.
That is a definite manifestation thing to say.
And man, it's true.
I'm so lucky. Everything works out for me.
Yeah. Can be used together or separately.
Okay. So can I just say
if you're printing it out.
I love that. But I'm also like, I want some Walt Whitman.
Who the heck is Walt Whitman?
It's not true because I've actually looked it up. But there's an episode, Diamond Dogs of Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, there's a quote by Walt Whitman. Be curious, not judgmental.
That's not true.
It's not actually Walt Whitman.
We don't know who said it.
Nobody knows
who
said it.
Why did they say it in the show, though?
I don't know.
Okay.
That show is so incredible. The more you watch it, I'm on like my fourth pass. There's this... Never mind. I don't want to get down in the weeds, but there's this scene where like Jamie Tartt won't play.
Yeah.
And then he comes out and he's yelling himself, practice. We're talking about practice. We're not talking about the game you love. And he does this whole speech. It is word for word an Allen Iverson press conference.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Word for word.
And not the game. Who is Allen Iverson?
Okay, listen. Okay. If it was Taylor Swift, you'd know who it is.
Let's have a look into the California public schools. What's going on? Walt Whitman, I would let fly, but Allen Iverson.
He's in commercials now because he's the original AI. And so people go, hey, get AI to do it. And then they just have Allen Iverson sitting there and it's like, I don't know what to do, man. Because he's Allen Iverson. He's like...
He's the answer.
He's Post Malone...
Oh, the 76ers.
Okay, all right. Listen, if you got a killer quote, some mantra, something you say, something you just have printed on your wall or it's imprinted in your brain, we want to hear your words to live by.
Brownie points if it's from Taylor Swift.
No brownie points for Taylor. I'm a Swiftie.
I could give you 1,000 quotes from her, but
hold on, let me give the phone number.
Okay.
303-222-5423. You can call or text. Go ahead. You have more?
No, I don't...
How about this one?
Okay.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
That needs to be Instagram's little tagline.
You know who says that a lot?
Get off this site. What?
You know who says that a lot?
Who?
Tanks. The influencer that
So trying to get me into Tanks and it's not going to work.
I'm not trying to get you into Tanks. I know you hate Tanks. That's fine.
No, I don't hate her.
She's kind of for girls.
She just got to, okay.
Right. I always liked, you catch more flies with honey, but you catch more honeys being fly.
Why didn't you just leave it? The actual phrase
you can work with either, like Erica said before. You could print
print one, print the other.
You catch more honey. Come on. Okay. I live by that.
Do you?
No. I do like, I like the one, I can't complain about a lot, there being a lot on my plate when my goal was to eat.
Oh, yeah. I love that one.
Whoa. Say that again.
You can't complain about having a lot on your plate when your goal was to eat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
That's a newer one
that I've seen circulating. That's good stuff.
I think that's the first time I've heard that, and that gave me goosebumps.
Who said that?
I don't know.
God, that's really
good. Allen Iverson, maybe?
Yes. Who's that? I don't understand. Does he do parodies of Taylor Swift songs?
Jury's still out on that
one. The other one is, if you die, your job will be posted before your obituary. So screw Odyssey.
Wait, okay.
You can print just half of that.
I would like to keep my job.
You can print the
whole
sides. All right, if you've got a mantra that will got yours for real.
Yeah.
Tia.
No, it literally gave me goosebumps.
I have weird little arm hair.
And not the honey and the fly one.
You know, the honey fly one was like,
come on.
Your mantra, 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're having like the weird goosebumpy kind of moments in here as we read each other's or tell each other mantras and words we live by. So, Jennifer?
Yai.
What's your words to live by?
Hope is not a strategy.
I like that. It took me a second to like process it.
Because I thought there was going to be more, but there doesn't need to be more.
Don't hope for the best. Just
That's not a strategy. You got to get after it. I like that a lot. Do you say that to yourself every day?
I say to myself a lot, and I try to share it with people I work with too, because we tend to be victims.
Yeah.
So
we work with some people who are like, no, I hope it goes okay. And you're like,
let's make it go okay.
Yeah, make it go okay. Yeah. Thank you. Great words. Aaron?
Yeah.
Hi. words to live by.
So mine's kind of a weird one, but it comes from the TV show Kimmy Schmidt. There's the character
in
Andromeda.
Okay.
And at one point he goes, I envy you. I've never been able to meet me.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
That's cool.
And it's weirdly motivational for me for like whenever you're having a down day or you're like, man, I don't, you know, I'm not having a good confidence day. I just kind of remember that and think about, hey, there's people out there that I may encounter and they walk away and go, that guy was freaking awesome. I'm really glad that I met him.
Hmm. My heart feels warm.
Yeah.
Aaron, that's really cool. And that's such a positive, like.
Not our Aaron, but the Aaron on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not our Aaron.
Right. Thank you, Aaron. Is that better?
Yeah.
Chuck?
Yes.
What's your mantra, words to live by?
Man, they're from an old district manager I had like 10 years ago, and he used to say, put the soft stuff in your mouth, the hard stuff in your pocket, and get back to work.
What?
Put the soft stuff in your mouth, put the hard stuff in your pocket,
and get back to work. Yeah.
So don't put soft stuff in your mouth and get back to work.
I think that's probably especially true with like coming home to your family. If you're in a bad mood and you get the hard stuff, get it out of your mouth. You don't want to end up yelling at your kids because you had a bad day at work.
Oh,
you know.
Thank you for making sense of that.
Thank you for the call, Chuck. The soft stuff in your mouth. Like, not trying to be weird, but I was like, I don't understand. So let your words be
gentle,
not the
kind, positive. Yeah.
Got you. Hard stuff in your pocket, stored away. That feels kind of cancer-causing, though, a little bit.
Oh.
It's kind of the way my parents lived. Like, oh God, don't
suppress
talk about
it
that.
All.
Yeah, put it under the rug a little bit. You'll be fine.
Okay, well,
it's a
not
tumor.
To totally poo-poo your...
They were fine.
Eileen?
Yay.
Words to live by. What do you got?
Like a jug of milk, we all have an expiration date.
I don't know. That
seems like words to die by.
Listen, you could use it while you're having fun and being wild and crazy, or if you've done something stupid.
Oh, well, actually, after the weekend I had, I'll take that one.
Thank you, Eileen. Matthew.
Yai.
Words to live by. What do you got?
Success is often when preparation meets opportunity.
Say it again. Success is often when what meets?
Success is often when preparation meets an opportunity.
Yeah.
I believe that.
It's true.
Yeah.
You can always be prepared, just waiting for your opportunity.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you're not moving forward.
Correct. Mm. Just keep preparing.
You never know when an opportunity
stay prepared.
Itself,
yeah.
I like to say.
Oh, my God. No, but that's just...
Be prepared. Okay. Are you lying to me?
Thank you. Can we not do that anymore? Amy?
Yay.
Words to live by. What do you got?
Be careful of a sharp tongue because you might slit your own throat.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's I like
a
that.
Good one.
I feel like we all could use that in this room.
Board. Yeah. Yeah.
You saw it on a church board?
Yes.
I gotta go to that church.
Yeah, any church that has slit your own throat.
Yeah. Giggling. Yes.
Let's go. That is beautiful in a weird way. Thank you, Jay.
I'm here.
What's your mantra? What's the words you live by?
Oh, I live by Confucius.
Okay. And?
The journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step.
Yeah, but there's
no. That's a really good one.
It is.
I'm such a weird little perfectionist where it's like if I don't think I can get to the end, then I don't even start.
Mm.
And it's like you can't get 1,000 miles. You can't
if you never start. Yeah,
if
and
you
who
don't,
knows
you
where
have
you'll
to
end
start.
Up once you start.
Right. Yeah,
exactly.
There's just so many steps.
Yeah.
We just got to start.
Yeah.
It's like those of us who finished Manitou Incline.
I was just thinking that. Or we
exactly.
still have so much potential.
Oh, what?
Yeah. That was more than 1,000 steps, too.
It was.
Yeah, we did the 1,000.
Bree?
Yay.
What's your words to live by?
Anything that costs you your inner peace is too expensive.
Yeah.
It's very aligned with what Taylor said.
Oh, my God.
And it all comes back to Taylor.
Anything, yes, it does all. Thank you, Bree. That's beautiful. One more here. Mitch.
Yes.
Are you in a fan?
No, I think he's vacuuming.
Oh, my least favorite sound.
Yeah, okay. What's your words to live by?
My words to live by are, if you weren't enough, you wouldn't.
If you weren't enough, you wouldn't exist?
Oh.
Yes.
If you weren't, you got to be enough to, like, make it.
You got to be a strong swimmer.
And a strong baby.
Oh. It all comes back to Taylor.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
It is a great day, but it is also a bit of a tragic day.
Why?
It's time for the diary entry,
mm-hmm.
but we are literally on the precipice of the rest of the diaries and no one, no matter how short, she could just be like, oh, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
And we have to leave it. We have no more vetoes to read an extra entry.
We have a lot of commenters saying the rules are made up. Go ahead and add more, no. but
tell the FCC that. All right.
Right.
Yeah. There's a lot of strict rules.
Yeah. I did something.
What? No, you didn't.
I'm already mad at Erica because she read ahead.
No, I saw something.
You opened it.
I did open it. I did not even look at the page we're on to know. Whatever happened, we'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
But like, I looked at where the bookmark is in the diary and then I to the end.
Oh.
We're a little more than halfway through.
No.
So however long we've been doing this, we have about that long left.
But some entries could be longer, which means we have less entries.
Less, you're right. I did not look at lengths of things, but I was like, we've got about this much time again.
You know what? I feel good about that. We've learned so much.
We really have.
So there's still that much more to go.
So where we left off, it was the entry after the torn pages. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The entry simply read, "I've become the woman that I hate. I don't want to be who I am." How did I let this happen? Which forced T-Hack, the hoarder, into letting go of our last veto.
Right.
Yeah. Which got us
too much.
A little more information.
And basically just she's in a big mess and she's feels that everything's very complicated. Thank you, Avril Lavigne.
But she never said what the mess is.
No.
So we still don't have an explanation for the four torn out pages. Right. Or what woman she's become. The speculation among us, was I the only one who was like, she cheated?
It sounds like something like that happened.
Something like, bad seems to have happened with Mike.
She became something. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when we got done, Erica, once again, in her defense, sometimes the diary writer will write something like when she wrote, "I'm not pregnant," we went back and looked at it. Like, you cannot not see it.
Right. And this is a very similar, but not at all that.
Okay.
And I will tell you exactly when I see it.
When you
thing.
Hit that moment. Yeah. But you know something we don't know.
Correct. You're going to like it, though.
The last entry we read where everything was complicated was...
April 15th.
Okay.
This is May 14th.
Okay. I'm full month.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to me! I know. Oh. We now know when her birthday is.
Oh,
I don't know if
this started in June 2 years ago.
And so we thought her birthday was early June. Turns out it's mid-May.
So it's mid-May, but the first time she got her birthday present of the diary out was June.
Yes.
Okay.
May 14th, you said?
May 14th.
Okay.
So she's 27 now.
Exactly. And that's actually what I saw is it's a 27 with a bunch of stars drawn around it.
Oh, can you hold that up for us?
Like, yeah.
A good teacher?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Got it. Yeah. I don't know if this is what 27 is supposed to look like, but here's what it looks like. The semester is over in less than a month, and then summer starts. I'm working on getting through all this school stuff as quickly as possible. And then the terrifying future. Usually not knowing what's ahead and not having a plan would completely wreck me. But I'm kind of excited. I interview for my fall internships in the next few weeks. Things are coming together and I'm doing my best to not fall apart. I'm a beautiful, almost successful 27-year-old with a pretty terrific boyfriend. This is what I keep trying to tell myself. But I don't think it's all true and don't think I deserve it. I had to tell someone and so I told Katie. She confirmed my worst fears. I am awful. Oh, guys. But secretly awful. And now the secret awful princess has to go out with her awesome boyfriend and pretend everything is fine. Oh, happy birthday, princess. You're a faker. That's it. Also, I don't like that she's calling herself princess here.
She cheated.
She for sure cheated.
And she told Katie, who's Mike's friend.
Yeah, Katie was how she met Mike.
Or do you think she's just like, she's confessed to Katie that I'm not 100% about Mike. And she's like, you're horrible. He's the best.
She and became the woman she never wanted. Like, dude.
Do we know how the relationship with, what was his name, Justin ended?
No.
I feel like I understand what you're saying.
And it is possible. Like, I had to tell someone, so I told Katie.
The guilt was eating her up.
Or
and she ripped a billion pages out.
Yeah, that's
true. Or she got pregnant and chose not to have, even though she knew
because Mike
would
is such a Oh my God, I didn't even think like that.
Well, it's very dark up here, so.
Wow, she did something that she hasn't told Mike, and it doesn't seem like she didn't say. I'm reading between so many lines, but it's like. It didn't sound like Katie was like, you got to tell him.
Right. It sounds like
she was like, you're awful.
You're a bad person. And now.
And just live with it.
Right.
Live with the fact that you're a bad person. What did she rip out of those pages?
If you're a bad person, you should probably tell your boyfriend.
Not if you're a bad person to him. This is
He still deserves to know.
There is. Have you ever? Okay. This is just a cheating thing. And I've had to learn this. Like, I learned it on this show. When the person who cheats unburdens themselves with their partner, they're only, it's so selfish. Because it's like, I can't carry this around, so I'm going to ruin your life too.
And I hope you forgive me.
Here you go. I'm going to ruin your life.
But the other option is just staying together forever and just
if you're never
going to
do it again, yeah. Yeah, that's the other option. I know, but like therapists have told us on the show, it's like, you're being selfish if you if you're doing it for some other reason other than I can't carry this guilt. Like, you're just hurting them again. You're like,
yeah.
I feel so bad about this. And I just, the only way to make me feel better is to like hit you in the head with the worst truth you've ever.
But wouldn't that person deserve to know and have the option to leave?
That's what I was thinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But if you're never going to do it again and you learned, then your penance is you have to walk around with it by yourself. Is that what we think? Are you leaning towards pregnancy? Because that's got me shook.
I think I'm leaning towards cheating, but the pregnancy is a total option.
Because to me, because Katie was friends with Mike prior,
yeah,
I feel like she would involve herself and be like, you have to tell Mike. Whereas with the pregnancy,
she'd be like, you're awful. Just keep it to
yourself.
But
I know that's way too personal for me to get involved in.
True.
Okay, so her birthday is May 14th. That's when the entry was. What's the next entry?
June 14th.
I
know. She's like on a once a month.
Okay. Well, hopefully we find out what kind of awful person she is tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. Kindergarten's hard.
You can't do your son's homework already?
Yeah. It's hard. No, it's hard. It's hard as a parent, I think. There's a lot of new stuff that I'm just unsure about. So I can't, and I genuinely need other parents to text in and tell me what they do. And I want teachers too. If you are an elementary school teacher, what do you want? What do you want from me? Is
did
my
you
question.
See, this is a side note, but did you see that story of some lady who was like, I'm doing my kids' homework, and then everybody's like, you're so dumb. Like, she was doing it bad.
Oh, she's like getting it wrong?
Oh, like she was like, I'm doing my kids' homework, and they're like, you're getting it wrong.
Right. She was like, you don't even get it. Like, you're great. My daughter, like, I'm the one doing it. And then, and like, teachers from around the world, like, right, you're the problem. Okay, you don't know how to do
math
this.
Differently now.
They have to stop that.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking T-Hack was saying, but then I remembered Leo's in kindergarten. Yeah, he's not learning that stuff yet. No. So well, what's different?
What is that math called real
core,
quick?
Core, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, where it's like, there were times where like Noah would go like 43 plus 17, and then all of a sudden he's drawing dots, yes. And I'm like, bro, that's 60. You're done. Like, what are we talking about?
What?
Like, it's just 60. He's like, no, first you have to draw four dots over here, and then one dot, and then you draw three dots over here. Oh, look, now we have to draw one over here, and I'm like, what? What are you doing?
Oh.
It's like a 10-minute dot drawing exercise, and I was like,
oh.
How they show their work. I was a nanny, and the girl came to me and said, can you help with my math homework? And I said,
absolutely not.
I actually cannot, because what is happening here?
You know, it's bizarro world.
Yeah. Oh, no. Now I'm very nervous.
Yeah. Good luck, man.
Maybe, I've heard of it. I just missed it, though. Like, I didn't have that
core.
In school.
Common core. Yeah. Not just core. I'm like, ugh.
Have you seen the video? Sorry, still kind of related. I want to say they're somewhere in Asia, but they're doing like letters, remembering something, and it's a lot of hand signals. And they're doing like, it's insane.
And not sign language.
No.
Okay.
But in a good way, like they're smarter than us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're over here doing drawing dots to do 43
right.
plus 17.
Yeah, it's a lot like, better than that.
And
but I don't understand it.
Hand signaling their way into superiority.
We're a nation full of us.
Yeah, this is the cream at the crop at the top here. Okay, so why is kindergarten hard?
So kindergarten, this is great. I can't stress that enough. Like, this is, it's genuinely great. He has a great
teacher.
Are
you being serious?
Yes, I am. And there's all these apps now. It's kind of a lot of apps, but the apps are good because it's a lot. It feels a little like when Erica takes her dog Swanson to the the daycare.
And I watch him all day long.
Yeah. And then you get like, they'll text you a picture or they send you like a message. Like,
she, when we're not on the air, is camped on the app. It's off-putting. I'm trying to talk to her.
Well,
and she's
not at
hold
daycare
on,
today.
He's just running around. No, but then you watch him at home. You're like, oh, he threw up in his pen.
Oh, yeah, I did. I did find that, yeah.
I get that same notification.
Exactly.
No, so there's this app. There's communication, and it's great. The communication is great amongst the teacher and the parents. But I genuinely want to know, when I get a picture of him doing a project or whatever, it's just an update, like, hey, he's doing this. Am I supposed to respond and like it? Like, genuinely, because in my mind, I think, this teacher is so busy. She's sending 1,000 pictures to 1,000 parents. They don't want 1,000 people thumbs up or like, oh, great, or asking a question.
Maybe we live in a social media world. Like, if you put a post out,
you want
with
that
your shoe,
immediate gratification.
When you take a picture of your shoe, you want people to at least like it.
I do, yeah. And that's the reason I keep posting them is because people have told me, like, hey, you didn't post your shoes. And I'm like, oh. Like, you
so now that teacher took time.
I know.
But I don't know if it's the same at school. My sister was a teacher for elementary school. I'm pretty sure she had zero time to be checking to see if parents responded.
But then what? Like,
they're just doing their jobs. They're updating you.
Yeah. Or like,
but
we
it takes
on
him
this today.
Nothing to at least acknowledge. Teachers don't get enough credit.
Absolutely.
So. And I know what like isn't the same as what they would rather have their mortgage paid, but like,
yeah. Right, like, or better vacation days.
Right. But like, just give me a thumbs up. Like, it's,
but I'm this way even at work. If I get an email, I need to get better at it. I think I'm just like, good. Okay. I read it. I don't want to bother this person.
Right.
With a needless got it email. Like,
no, I do hate reply all people. So,
right. Yeah. But what if one of us texted in our group text? Remember to bring XYZ. I guess it'd be nice to know that everyone read it.
Yes.
Sometimes I throw things out there and no one responds. Mm.
You're literally proving my point. We call you princess every day. You get all the love you need. Don't you?
Yeah, from at home.
But no, I'm just saying, like a teacher.
I don't know. I think it's different.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to.
But if I never respond, I look like
an absentee parent.
Yeah, like I just don't even care, which is closer to the truth. But
no, and then the next mind F for you, like he's going to start bringing these projects home. And then you got to start doing the thing where you go, I can't keep, like you can't.
You have to.
You do. No, my God. You trust me.
You have to. And then at the end of every semester, you take some from the bottom and you get rid of them.
No, you have to keep like one thing from each year.
One total?
Yeah, maybe two.
And you can scan them into a book. You guys never heard of that?
No. Ooh. Yeah, no, I've heard of it. But if it's a tactile thing.
I forget like you're a father.
If they make like a thing.
You gotta keep it.
No, you don't. Oh my God. You can't, Erica. You can't keep it.
Because also, you don't want it. The thing you made, you don't want. Eventually.
Right. But the kids want it.
No, they don't. No. Like, eventually, my kids have walked by and it's like, why do you still have this ashtray? I'm like, because you made it. It's like, but no one smokes. I'm like, I know.
Why did you make it?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, sure, me. I asked right before this, where was everyone in 2016? And like, what were you doing? Because there's a big trend on TikTok. And I saw it with one friend and she posted, she was wearing this fedora. Like a fedora every day.
I saw a kid this week wearing a fedora, like a 9-year-old. And I was like, time has returned.
Yeah.
So wait, 2016 fedora?
So you guys, 2016.
You're talking like it was in the olden days when we all had to get scrap metal to help the war effort. Like, but that was 9 years. How many years?
Nine.
So I guess on TikTok, it's like the whole thing where like you look back on previous times in your life with a lot of nostalgia, and Gen Z specifically has decided that 2016 is that time that they're nostalgic for. I could not be less nostalgic for that time.
What?
I was like freshly out of college, so broke and dating horrible men.
And like, that describes the entirety of your life.
Yeah.
Except for recently.
Oh, yeah. That was the time of like the super Pinterest, like messy bun, big.
Yes.
The infinity scarves, the riding boots,
Oh, so many riding boots and chokers. Like, what was happening there? So I was just curious where everyone else was in 2016.
I'm literally like going through.
You had small children.
Yeah. Real small children. I also didn't have.
Oh my gosh. Wait, it's a video.
It is a video. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You had a flavor saver.
Yeah.
I just had the flavor saver.
Bad. And here you are going, that was only 9 years ago.
I know. Well, it's weird.
That's where you were 9 years ago.
I like, why? So we're hearkening back to everything about it. Like, is it the fashion? Is it like what?
Like people are
what
just part thinking about it.
It was a good time. It was a great time.
You're one of these people.
I am. Yeah, I've actually seen some of this stuff before. 2016 was a big year for me. It's the year I got married.
Okay.
So I remember that. I remember the music of the time.
I hope you remember that.
The music of the time. Again, yeah, you're acting like this was, what was the music of the time? It's the same stuff we play now.
No, it's not.
The top song was One Dance by Drake. Love Yourself by Justin Bieber was big.
Remember when Bieber
was a good time in music.
Bieber came back and you're like, I do like this guy.
That was like the Calvin Klein Bieber area?
I think so, yeah. It was like, Sorry, Let Me Love You.
Closer by the Chainsmokers. Yeah. That song still gets me going. Yeah.
You guys, weirdly, I know this about her. She can't talk about it without making her face go like this.
The Chainsmokers are like secretly my favorite band.
Okay.
Or that's DJs. Great. I think you yelled at me.
I was definitely playing Pokemon Go.
That was in 2016?
Yeah, summer of 2016. I was still in college playing Pokemon Go in class.
This is a moment that I need to do something that I haven't done.
What?
I never addressed this. There's someone In Denver. I am so sorry.
What?
I was driving, I think probably, what I've been driving back then, a Passat, maybe? And I was down at 23rd and Blake Street by Coors Field.
And you hit them?
I made them scatter drill off the sidewalk because there was an alert on Pokemon Go, and I was like trying to capture something while I was driving, and I was terrible at it.
Yeah.
And I just was like, I have to get this thing, and my car jumped the curb.
No!
And they were like on the corner and scatter drill. I did not hit them. But the look of their faces, they were, because I had no hands on the wheels. I was driving with my knees, and I was like doing the like cast the little ball thing out.
Did you all play Pokemon Go?
It was so popular that you kind of had to.
I didn't. Loser.
Oh my God. We set up, we did a Live at Five where you can set up a spawning station. Like, we paid.
Tiak, did you play this
it's
too?
It's like 7 minutes in heaven, but it's a little more intense.
Yeah.
No, you just set up a thing. Like, you pay them, and then, like, we put a beacon in the tavern at 20th and Market, and then it just starts spawning Pokemon, and it draws people into your event, because they're like, nerds are like, let's go there, there's a Pikachu. And they're like, is that Pokemon?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know what to say to you guys.
I remember specifically too, because that was the first year that I went to Europe and I got to go to France. And with Pokemon Go, there's only some Pokemon are only in France, some are only in whatever. So I got to go there and catch a Mr. Mime. And I came back and I was like, suck it.
So are we nostalgic for this time?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I want you all to think about what the most common birthday in the world is.
I got it.
Yeah, in the world.
I got it.
You got it?
Yeah. Well, hold on.
Yeah, hold, I have to do some math and I have to use
math.
My hands. Hold on.
I was going to say September and I'm moving it to November.
I know exactly why you're doing that.
Yeah.
I was going to say October.
You're all at math. Thinking yeah. 9 months after.
Oh, I only did eight.
I'm doing 9 months after. First, it was 9 months after New Year's Eve because you're just bad baby, bad. And like.
And then Valentine's.
Valentine's. What? That's like, it's the. There are certain days. Oh my God. Please tell me you know this. You're going to be married soon. There are certain days where married men just know we're going to get action. Yeah. New Year's Eve, Valentine's Day, our birthday. Those are the days.
So that's what I was thinking. Do we need to take the second most popular or most common birthday and then do 9 months from that?
Oh, wow.
That's weird.
That is.
I think it's Valentine's Day plus 9 months.
Okay, so you're looking at like mid-November.
Yeah, mid-November.
More than New Year's, I think, because New Year's, if you go out, you're out past midnight. Yeah. It just gets late. You're in the...
And you've been drinking.
Yeah, I don't know that it's happening that much. But Valentine's, everyone knows.
It is built into the game.
Yeah, woohoo!
Let's get after it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
Didn't expect that question to go here, but...
How would you expect people to surmise the most popular birthday?
Just thought random, but I get your point.
It's
I'm also
not
thinking
random.
Though about like seasons. I don't know. Spring to me has a lot of birthdays.
Hold on.
What?
When? So my birthday is March 28th.
Yeah.
You're March 29th.
Yeah.
Aaron's April 1st.
Correct.
So.
Hack is May 1st.
9 months before we were born is got what holiday is that?
What I want to tell you is I believe it's my mother's birthday.
Wow.
So your dad got action on your mother's birthday?
Wow.
Yeah, like
I think your parents were involved?
well, you know, it's around Father's Day. That's what it is.
Oh, that's a good one too. That's a good one.
But here's the weird thing. Father's Day, if this is in the world, this is a little known fact.
Oh, yeah.
Father's Day is not on the same day. Like, yeah. I remember all the time my ex-wife's from Brazil and she's like, oh, it's Father's Day. And I'm like, it's September. Like, Father's Day is in a different time in Brazil than it is here.
Yes.
So if it's a worldwide birthday.
It doesn't actually is Valentine's Day? Okay. Say in the world. It just says the chart of all the birthdays and it gives you a number.
So do we, just to finish this point, we think we're all Father's Day kids.
I kind of.
Like dad's like, it's dad's day.
I wish you wouldn't do that. That's disgusting.
Dude, you're going to be married. Year. I'm just telling you, there's going to be days where like.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware how my life goes. Yeah. I don't want to think about my parents.
You should think about it. Because you have to like imagine like the setting. That the day you were conceived, they had how many older siblings? You have three?
Three. So my dad thought he was done. He said no more. My mom said we're not 30 yet.
And then so she lit some candles, got him hammered.
You know, guys can be pretty persuasive.
Persuaded.
My mind is elsewhere currently. Yeah.
Okay, do you want me to tell you?
I'm
sticking with my original answer. Mid-November.
I want to say like mid-March. Oh,
that's a good one.
Yeah. I want to, I'll zag. I'll go December 1st.
Okay. Slacker's going to be pissed because it is September 17th.
Ooh. I said September 22nd right away, and I don't know why I didn't just go with it. Why though?
But I am curious
because it's after New Year's. It is. It's a New Year's baby.
It pretty much is, yeah, which is interesting.
Because I guess it doesn't have to be New Year's Eve. It's just that whole kind of long
break. You got
break
a few days off of work. Like,
you're letting, we're not doing anything else. Everything's closed.
Not here's everything.
What's interesting. Oh, wait, I was looking at the wrong date. Your birthday slacker is the 179th most common. Okay. Mine is the 287th most common.
Weird. So Father's Day, people aren't getting a lot of action.
Aaron's is the 294th.
Okay.
T-Hax is 61st.
Wow.
61st.
What was 9 months back from your birthday?
From May 1st? I can't.
September 1, I think?
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, start a football season.
Maybe an anniversary or something in there.
And could anyone guess what the least common birthday is?
Nobody wants to
August
be born.
August 1st. Sorry, it's 9 months prior.
Okay, there's an anniversary.
Least popular day. Because I'm going to tell you this. I've known women to go like, there's no way I'm having my baby on this day. Like you just, you'll.
Mm-hmm. And won't the doctors kind of, they'll fudge it a little bit. Like, I think April 1st is one of those birthdays where parents are like.
Please no. April? Yeah. Please God, no.
Oh, I said 294. No, you guys are all not thinking of something.
Christmas.
No, because it just.
I don't want to share.
December is very rare.
February 29th.
Boom! That is the 366th least common birthday.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I got a story. You no longer have to fake being sick to get out of school.
Nice. Oh.
Pro tips coming up in a second.
Okay, and I've got a story that will make you, if you're in the service industry, very concerned about condiments.
What?
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Seville, España.
Yeah!
Ole, ole. That's probably actually not correct.
That's probably not
so
it at all.
I'm gonna stop that right now.
And is it, how do you say that place? Is it Seville? Or Seville? I don't know.
Ooh, maybe Seville. I don't know. It's out of Spain.
Yeah, it's out of Spain.
A man was dining with his child.
Oh.
They ordered two sandwiches.
Yep.
And he got up. There's surveillance cameras. So he got up and he asked the waiter something and then sat back down and then got up and asked another waiter something, sat back down, and then left.
Okay.
When he returned, I believe without his child, he came in and set the whole place on fire.
Oh.
Why, you ask?
Why?
They were out of mayonnaise.
Justified.
Yeah. And honestly, I support this man.
What?
Free this man.
Yeah. His fire that he started caused $9,500 in damage to this restaurant. I don't support small business, you know, hurting.
Right, but like, mayo's way cheaper than that.
Well, what? Oh, he could have gone to the gas station and just bought a thing
of mayo. Yeah, bought some mayo. Yeah. Just like, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
He was mad.
Well, if you're out of mayo, don't tell anybody.
Right.
Just
figure it out.
Ew.
Guys.
Only this room. We're shaming Tiak for thoughts that we had.
Yeah.
Not him.
I didn't say anything.
Not him. He just said figure it out. You figured it out in the way that I figured it out.
Just Aaron and Slacker, for the record.
I'm in.
All right, my story's out of Indiana. A school was recently closed there. Not because there was a pandemic, not because of any sort of damage to the school. Somebody sawed the catalytic converters off of 20 of the school buses.
Oh, what?
Wow.
So the school buses no longer work.
The kid did.
20 school buses is a huge undertaking.
And those sell pretty well.
Do they?
Yeah. Remember, someone stole ours or attempted to.
Oh, off our engineering truck.
Yeah.
Oh, more than once.
And what the big one?
Oh, the big KS-107 thing. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So, if you don't want to go to school tomorrow, kids, learn where the catalytic converter is.
We can't support this.
We can. You lit a fire because of mayonnaise. Well, if you don't want to saw that out, kids, figure it out.
I don't want those combined.
Those. We're all the stupid people we can find. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.